Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. I'm Pastor Jeremy Luckey. A welcome to those gathered here in our sanctuary this morning to be encouraged by God's Word, and those tuning in as well, worshiping with us at Peace this morning. Today's lesson is that's shared by Jesus in John chapter 17. Again, a continuation of his final words to his disciples. Sounds so good. But when you really think about it, it's so, so challenging to live out. And one of the things that Jesus asked for is that those who follow him, those who are going to be in his name for all time, that they be one, that they be united. Is it hard to be united these days? Yeah, I'd say so. How many political views are there out there? I've discovered they say there's two. I believe there's 500. How many colors can you paint your house? They say there's like maybe five, but I found there's like 400 different colors. It's hard. It's very challenging to practice unity. But how beautiful it is when people see brothers and sisters in Christ united, because it's so rare in the community and throughout our nation. And so today's a challenge, but so beautiful to practice the unity that Jesus asks us to practice in our lives. A couple of announcements to share before we begin our worship service. The first is that this Tuesday, a reminder that J.P. Sima, the missionary to Cambodia through the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, he's going to be here in Philomath at Peace Lutheran Church. He's going to be sharing a little bit about what God is up to in Southeast Asia. Also, who is hearing the gospel? Are more believers coming into his kingdom? You'll be surprised to hear that many are. And we'll find out ways that we can deepen our relationship and partnership with JP this Tuesday night. Tuesday at 7 p.m. here at Peace. It's May 23rd. The second thing to share with you today is that this afternoon we have an excellent opportunity to share in song and even worship at Stony Brook. This is a time where it's an open hymn sing. We can select songs and sing them. Colleen's going to be there leading us on the piano. So this is your opportunity. Margaret, if you don't like the music today in worship, you can pick a song and take it there and say, hey, let's sing this one, okay? Sorry to put you on the spot, Margaret. But that's what Stony Brook is all about. It's an opportunity to sing and join our voices and our hearts with those there. It's at 3 o'clock at Stony Brook. And then finally, there is another exciting event coming right around the corner that you are invited to attend. And that is Greg Boyle, who's a Jesuit priest. He's coming to Eugene on Monday, June 26th. He wrote a book called Tattoos on the Heart. It was published about 10 years ago. It was a New York Times bestseller. I have 10 tickets to go hear Greg speak. His first parish was in, I believe, the eastern part of Los Angeles. And the book that he wrote, Tattoos on the Heart, is about his ministry to the gangs of L.A. And if you'd like to hear more about that or be a part of a group of people that goes down to hear Greg Boyle speak, come and talk to me, because I'd love to connect you with some tickets to attend that. Are there any other announcements to share this morning before we begin our worship service? All right, excellent. Today is Communion Sunday, and so be looking for that moment when you are invited forward to come at the rail and receive the body and blood of Christ, Jesus' real presence, not just something we do to follow an order of his. We believe that it's his real presence, his body and blood. If you don't feel led to come forward at the rail, you can take communion from your pew, and the packages are right there on the table that have been set out for you. I'll guide you through that moment as we come to it in the latter part of our service.